Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Okay, we're going to talk about handling listing presentation objections, and probably the most common one you're going to get is over price. Okay, and Jessica is our seller, and she, of course, like most sellers, wants to sell their house for a little bit more, and they forget that I'm not the buyer. So she's going to object to the price that I state, and we're going to talk about some ways to handle that. Now, this is why it's very important to do a thorough needs analysis, like you saw in our listing consultation video, where we cover going through past and then moving into present and future pleasure and future pain. And that might have gotten uncomfortable for you a little bit, where I was really digging into Jessica's future pleasure, really trying to establish all the reasons why it would benefit you to get into a new school district. You wanted just to be school district. I wanted to say, how did that school district make you feel? What's that going to do for your child? What's it going to do for you guys? I kept digging there almost to an uncomfortable extent. Same is true when I went into future pain. What happens if you don't move, right? And that's kind of awkward. Like, I'm having you visualize this horrible life you don't intend. And the reason I did that too is because when we get to objection handling, I'm going to weigh those against your objection. Does that make sense? And I want to show you how we do it. So it kind of ties together, especially when we're handling objections on price. I'm going to weigh those future pleasure and future pain examples against her objection. I'll show you how that works. Okay. Okay. So now we're back into our rules. Okay. So Jessica, I looked at the house and I've shown you the comps, and based on these comparison sales in your neighborhood and the beautiful condition you've kept your home, and it looks amazing. It looks like we're going to be selling and listing your house for a price of around $525,000. That's what we think it will appraise for.
Really? It's a lot lower than I thought.
Yeah, you don't seem super excited by that.
Well, I've been doing some research on Zillow. I was thinking it was more like $600,000.
I get that. Okay, I can understand that. And you're getting that information from Zillow primarily?
Primarily, yeah.
Got it, yeah. Well, a couple things here. Number one, we actually have to sell your home twice here, right? We're going to sell it once to the public, what a willing buyer would pay. And then we're going to sell it again because it has to appraise. Because the vast majority of the time, over 98% of the time, a home buyer is going to have a loan, which is going to require the home to appraise. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're not our best friends, appraisers. So because of that, both of those two people are going to typically not look at Zillow, unfortunately. They're going to look at the comparison sales like the ones we've been going over here. Mm-hmm. Okay, the buyer is going to be looking at these comparison sales typically by a real estate agent who has an obligation to show them to them. And then they're going to base their offer off that, what's fair in the neighborhood. And they have some flexibility. They can go up or down a little bit. That's why I think it's so important your house looks so good, is because we think we can do better than a lot of your comps because of the condition of your home. Now, even more so when the appraiser comes to make sure that they allow this deal to go through, the appraiser will come through, and all he's really going to look at is these comps. The condition of the home is not going to have much to do with it on that. They don't have a lot of leeway. They're there because the bank is requiring them to be there so that they appraise it at a very conservative price in case something goes wrong and the bank has to take it back later. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's why pricing it at an area, at a level that we think it might be worth, because I can understand how you think it's $600,000. I wish I could sell it for $600,000. I would. In fact, I would earn more commissions. If we're paid on a commission percentage basis, I would. But I also have an obligation to you. And my obligation is to get you into that school district over there. And pricing it $600,000 is not going to enable us to do that. Does that make sense? And that's where it gets a little risky. So if we price it at six, it would be very risky that we would get an offer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it would be equally risky that it would appraise. Then I think it would be almost, then we'd pull it off the market, after sitting on the market, going through counter offers, getting tied up by a buyer, and then waiting 2 to 3 more weeks for the appraiser to get in here and then have it not appraise, and to have a deal fall apart over that. Now we go back on the market a month or so later, and people are wondering why our house is still for sale. What's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. And we're going to end up pricing it much lower later. That's the risk.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's the risky part. And I don't really want to play dice rolls with your house, with your kids' future education, with the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years of your life. I'd rather do the safe play and the conservative bet, price it above the comps, at market value or above market value, where we know it will sell and get you moved. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, right. Now, if you were, and that's being nice for you, you're being nice to me, but if she were to object harder on that, I would literally put my hands up, okay? And I would say, we have a choice to make here, okay? And we have to weigh the difference. What's more important? The $75,000 that you have a slim chance of getting at $600,000 versus the safe conservative bet of listing it at market value for $525 and getting your kid to the, or your child to the school, district, and career that gives them the best opportunity in life.
Of course, the child.
Right. It's, would you sell your child for $75,000? That's basically what I'm putting in front of you here, right? But I'm going to throw that up there because that's really the choice they're making, because they're rolling the dice with this. And the problem is, they think they can go fishing at a higher price and see if someone takes it. But they don't realize there's a risk if they don't take it. There's a big risk, because then it stagnates. So we have to, it's our duty to provide the sellers with all of the imperative information that they need that's material to them making the best decisions for them and their family. Mm-hmm. So I've got to tell them this. I've got to let them know the risks, right? And you'll notice I used a lot of buzzwords when we're talking about listing at 525, I used words like safe, conservative, and I used them a lot. And so I used very comfortable words for people, especially when talking about their shelter, their house. When I talked about listing at 600, I used words like dice roll, gamble, and risk. And I used them a lot, each one of those 2 or 3 times, because I want her to associate those words with her choice, okay? What I'll usually then end up with is say, hey, here, and if it starts to get too heated, because I don't want to argue with my client, right? Mm-hmm. I'll back up and say, hey, I work for you. You're ultimately going to make the decision here, okay? Because I do, I work for you. But I want you to know, my job is to at least disclose to you the risks of what you're proposing. This is something I do for a living. I have a process that works. And I've seen too often people take that gamble and roll the dice with all their family's goals to try to make a few thousand extra dollars, and they end up losing much more money and time and don't get to where they want to move and a lifestyle they want. Does that make sense? So I actually say, it's a disclosure. You're the boss, but I need you to hear me out, because that's my job. I got to tell you everything you need to know to make the right decision.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay, does that help? Hopefully that helps you a little bit with your price and overcoming objections on price. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.